1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. Shock after Helene's wrath, this man in Lake Lure, North Carolina.
When you turn the corner and you see your community just full of buildings and trash and floating boathouses and floating homes, it just sort of takes your breath away.
And the threat from what was Hurricane Helene is not over. ABC News meteorologist Samara Theodore.
We have a flash flood emergency for some of the rivers and dams very close to places like Asheville, Boone, North Carolina. Waves of rain making their way this morning into places like western Pennsylvania and the Ohio Valley.
Israel and Hezbollah trading rocket attacks this morning. This after Israel's military says it killed another high-ranking Hezbollah commander in southern Beirut yesterday, and this after an Israeli attack Friday killed Hezbollah's longtime leader, Hassan Nasrallah. Former Arizona Senator Jeff Flake says he wants to support a presidential candidate that respects the rule of law, endorsing the Harris-Waltz ticket. This is ABC News.
I'm Terry Bell with WMDX News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WMDX website at mad.radio. Media News. I'm Terry Bell. People all over Wisconsin are talking about absentee ballot drop boxes after the mayor of Wausau decided to move one to make a political point. Mike Mohn reports.
Voting access advocates secured a victory over the summer when the Wisconsin Supreme Court reversed a near-total ban on drop boxes for absentee ballots. But this past weekend, the mayor of Wausau, a vocal opponent of the option, held a publicized event where he removed one. Sam Liebert, with All Voting is Local, feels it's an extension of those who continue to push false claims about the outcome of the 2020 presidential election.
This is just another part of a larger puzzle of continued voter suppression and trying to have fewer people vote in the upcoming November election.
The mayor defended his actions, insisting he did nothing wrong. Opponents of drop boxes claim they can be tampered with, and prohibiting them can help ensure election integrity. But election policy analysts say they are a proven, safe option. All Voting is Local and other advocates called on state authorities to look into the matter. The local district attorney is pursuing an investigation. Even though the state's highest court made this voting tool legal again, local administrators still have the option to decide whether or not to place them around their communities. Liebert says those in leadership positions and the public should know how beneficial drop boxes are in giving everyone a chance to vote.
They help so many types of voters, whether they're voters with disabilities, they're third shift workers, they're single parents. All types of people benefit from having ballot drop boxes.
Earlier this month, a similar controversy arose over guidance from the Dodge County Sheriff's Office to local election clerks. This is Mike Mohn for Wisconsin News Connection. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Jordan Love returns. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. After missing 2 weeks with an MCL sprain, Love will take over at quarterback for the Green Bay Packers. Love said he had been moving around better in practice this week.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I feel like I'm getting better every day. Moving around, getting out there and practicing, things like that is feeling better.
Love added he worked hard to get back for today's border battle.
I've been trying to get back as fast as I can, no matter who the opponent was. But definitely, I mean, you look at this week and NFC North opponent, a 3-0 team, really good team, so it would definitely mean a lot to be able to get back and push myself to get back for this game.
Kickoff against the Minnesota Vikings is at noon. USC dominated Wisconsin football in the second half yesterday, putting up 28 points in the second half to stun the Badgers 38-21. Wisconsin has dropped two in a row and hosts Purdue on Saturday with an 11 a.m. kick. The Brewers, who are locked into the NL's third seed, defeated a potential playoff opponent, the New York Mets, with a 6-0 shutout Saturday. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. No shortage of sunshine for today. Northeast winds 5 to 15 and highs approaching 80. For tonight, clear skies, mid-50s. That northeast breeze will continue. Sunshine again for Monday. South winds highs near 80. It's 57 at our studios.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Welcome to the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we'll recap all the news that happened over the weekend. I'm sure nothing will happen. And we'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 11.
In the ad council. In the ad.
AM 1400 WRJN.
The music of the stars on WRJN.
We made it. We made it through that first hour without once playing Autumn Leaves. That was all over the airwaves when it came out. Joan Crawford. And a May-December romance movie, 1956, did very well, the picture. And that song really, really sold. It's the music of the stars. The first hour, we try to make it our torch hour. I say try. And in that time, we won because not one autumn leaves all the way through. So the question is, what do you got against autumn leaves? Well, what about you? Are you tired of hearing that? I mean, there's so many other autumn songs. Come on. So we'll be on there till high noon with a piece of advice at 10 o'clock. Some of these civic media stations are going to be breaking for pregame announcements from the Green Bay Packers and a game that's coming down today. I'm Lou Regani. Welcome aboard. Music of the stars. Dennis the Menace. Jerry Goldsmith. and Brigitte Bardot's birthday. More on that in a moment.
This instant.
If you take a bath, don't step on my frog.
Dennis, take off your pistols and get in bed.
Why don't we go down and have a bologna sandwich?
Dennis, get in bed.
Okay.
Thank goodness.
Mom, how come you always say thank goodness instead of good night?
That's from the first season. October 1959.
Come Saturday morning, I'm going away with my friend. Will Saturday spend more than half of the day? Just I and my friend. We'll travel for miles in a Saturday smiles, and then we'll move on. But we day. just I and my friend. Dressed up in our rings and our Saturday things. And then we'll move on. But we Saturday's gone. We will remember long after Saturday.
Bennett from The Sterile Cuckoo, 1969. Great picture, don't miss it. And now for something completely different. Jay North as Dennis the Menace. Jerry Goldsmith.
I can't guess where I am.
Jay North, born 1951, August the 3rd. He actually made three motion pictures beside. Dennis Mitchell, that's his character's name, on CBS, Dennis the Menace, based on the comic strip. Later on, he made Zebra in the Kitchen, and another MGM picture, Maya. What he does now is voice acting. And he quit showbiz. All his experiences on the series weren't that pleasant, said later. Married a second time. They met on a blind date, and 3 months after their wedding, separated. Then he fell in love with a caterer at a party. But his mother took care of his investments when he was Dennis, so he's pretty well off. Wasn't that happy in Hollywood? Now he goes to a lot of memorabilia shows, meet with his fans. This is Jerry Goldsmith's music for Dennis the Menace, the motion picture with Walter Matthau. Funny thing, I didn't think I'd like it. I saw it. I did like it. What's he doing now? He's a correctional officer in Florida. But he said he was happy. He had a lot of positive impact on people's lives. He's going to write his autobiography. Lives in Lake Butler, Florida. Said, I'm going to live here in Lake Butler with the people I love. A contented, happy life, as he put it. And kind of just vanish into the mists of time. Jay North. Still around. I want to talk about Jerry Goldsmith, too. He can write comedy. Some of the scariest stuff we ever heard in film. Like Basic Instinct. The music of the style. Here's Jay North, The Music of the Stars. Direct from the Wall of Vinyl. Look who's singing. Jay North. Come on, man. J. North, 1959. And Tony Bennett. This is music, would you believe? From Dr. Seuss. The 5,000 Fingers of Dr. T.
Now just because we're kids, because we're sort of small, because we're closer to the ground, and you are bigger by the pound, you have no right, you have no right to push and shove us little kids around. Now just because your throat has got a deeper voice and lots of wind to blow it out at little kids who don't dare shout, you have no right, you have no right to boss and beat us little kids about. Just because you've whiskers on your face to shave, you treat us like a slave, so what, it's only hair. Just because you wear your wallet near your heart, you think you're twice as smart, you know it isn't fair. But we'll grow up someday, and when we do, I pray, we won't just grow in size and sound, and just be bigger by the pound. I'd hate to grow like some I know, who push and shove the little kids around. Because you've whiskers on your face to shave, you treat us like a slave, so what, it's only hair. Just because you wear a wallet near your heart, you think you're twice as smart, you know it isn't fair. But we'll grow up someday, and when we do, I pray, we won't just grow in size and sound, and just be bigger by the pound. I'd hate to grow like some I know, who push and shove the little kids around, just because we're kids.
It's a wonderful picture, and nobody saw it. Well, now it's got a cult following. The 5,000 Fingers of Dr. T. Sounds scary. It's all about a piano, you see, and all these kids in a piano school. And Hans Conry, nobody better for the part. Good picture. Highly recommend it. Try and seek it out if you can. Well, of course you can. This is music by Jerry Goldsmith from Dennis the Menace. Jay North, by the way, wants to say hi to his fans, working as a correctional officer in Florida now, but he's got no good memories of doing that program in 59 and afterward. Jerry Goldsmith, personal favorite, he's a master. When Basic Instinct came around, I'll do a tune from that later. Yeah, there's music in there. He did his 16th Oscar nomination. It's the music of the stars. And talk about... No, that isn't it. That's Dennis the Menace. Jerry got his first movie feature. Lonely Are the Brave, 1960. And then Freud 2 years later. But he went into the 70s with Patton. I asked him, I did meet him once, at the PAC in Milwaukee. I said, are those triplets in Patton supposed to be reincarnation? He winks and goes, bingo, you got it. The music of the stars. We're on WRJN and the Civic Media Radio Network. These studios are your home for high school football. Now, this fall, the next game will be next Friday, October 4th. John Dick Graceffa. It's the Waterford at West Osha game, pregame at 6:30, kickoff from Union Grove at 7. You can hear that game on WRGN or stream video of the game at dgsports.com. Now, there's a Packer pregame program coming along. It's 10 o'clock Central, but we're going to be on the air anyway, all the way till high noon on most of these Civic Media radio stations. Last week, we got cut off at 10. What you do is ask your friend Alexa there in the corner. Click into civicmedia.us. It's the worldwide network. You can hear us on WAUK continuation, 5:40 a.m. This is 1400 RJN and all over the Civic Media radio network. Somebody said, why don't you start doing Halloween? I said, well, we'll do that in the haunted month. Let's hang tight. It's still September. So it says here. But yeah, Halloween. With Jerry Goldsmith's music, nobody better. Got a song here from the Omen Jerry Goldsmith wrote, and Mrs. Goldsmith does the honors of singing it. No, don't get scared. It's a great track. It'll remind you of being a kid there, a teenager, watching horror flicks with your friends. Zero cares in the world. I think this is the song that should have gotten the Oscar for The Omen.
The Piper dreams in rings of misty white, knowing in his sleep dreams only keep through the night. As the Piper dreams, dare suppose they'd believe in gentle waves and silver days and love that fills the air, a world where dreams come true the way they do in memories. Lovely maids, believe that reappear somehow when every now and then the piper dreams again. Gentle waves and silver days and love that fills.
Oh, 35 or younger, ask your parents about Dinah Shore. They'll probably tell you that few stars have worn their fame with such grace and good humor. Few stars have endured for so long. Dinah Shore died today at 76 after singing her way into the hearts of generations of television audiences. NBC's George Lewis tonight.
Miss Dinah Shore.
Life has been good to me. The songs I sing, the fact that I'm allowed to sing them, I'm so grateful.
And thank your lucky stars like I thank mine.
It was the sunshine of her disposition and the skillfulness of her singing that sustained Dinah Shore's career over the years.
Getting to life.
She started singing on the radio in the 30s, moved on to films in the 40s. During the war years, she entertained American troops overseas, including the men on the beaches of Normandy right after the D-Day landing.
Night and day.
Never had an audience like that again in my life. Nobody ever did, you know. And I was pretty hot at the time, which is, you know, wonderful.
But it was television where Dinah Shore reached her biggest audiences.
Here's a clip from my very first song on my very first show. What did you expect? I was 12 years old at the time. Walk in the Oscar baby.
It's delicious. It's delicious.
Why is that bad, honey? You've got a long way to go.
For many years, Dinah Shore did her show out of NBC's Studio 4 in Burbank. She seemed at home on television.
Another season.
Here we go again.
In the late 50s, her show was on Sunday nights, right after Steve Allen's.
She was just as sweet as she seemed. A real, you hear the same words about her, a real sweetheart, a darling. Everybody liked her.
One of her first, 1939, Dinah Shore.
Last night, I touched your fingertips. And when I touched your lips, I fell in love last night. Last night, I felt your heart beat fast. Swiftly the moments passed, couldn't it last night? Tonight, here I am all alone. My lovely dream has flown. Why must I be alone? My darling, last night, why did we say goodbye? My heart keeps asking why. Why couldn't it last night?
Sure.
Be the USA in your Chevrolet.
Hold on.
She sang over the years, this was her most famous number, a commercial jingle for which she made no apologies.
If I sell a product, I really, really believe in it. See the
USA. She would have been 77 next week. Bob Hope, who knew her well, said, America has lost a good and beautiful friend. George Lewis, NBC News, Los Angeles.
That's Nightly News for Thursday. I'm Tom Brokaw. I'll see you back here again tomorrow night.
Here's Dinah, 1945.
Through the tree comes autumn with her serenade. Melody, the sweetest music ever played. Autumn kisses we knew are beautiful souvenirs. As I pause to recall, the leaves seem to fall like tears. Silver stars were clinging to an autumn sky. Love was ours until October wandered by. Let the years come and go, I'll still feel the glow that time cannot fade. When I hear that lovely autumn serenade. Autumn, sir.
Music of the Stars, Dinah Shore. He had a long-standing romance with Burt Reynolds. It ended. Brigitte Bardot's birthday, 90. Brigitte Anne Marie Bardot. They call her BB. Born on this day, 1934, in Paris. Worldwide pinup. But she's planning a book, a tell-all. She calls it revenge about Hollywood's, as she puts it, sleaze. Animal rights activist now, has been for a while. Her dad was an engineer. Family business. And here's a tune written 1960 about Brigitte by George Vega. Music of the Stars.
Brigitte Bardot, Brigitte beijou. Lá dentro do cinema todo mundo se afobou.
Brigitte Bardot, Brigitte beijou. Lá dentro do cinema todo mundo se afobou.
Bebê, bebê, bebê. Por que é que todo mundo olha tanto pra você? Será pelo pé?
Não é.
Será o nariz?
Não é.
Será o tornozelo?
Não é.
Será o cotovelo?
Não é.
Você que é boa e que é mulher, me diga então por que é que é?
Brigitte Bardot, Brigitte beijou, Lá dentro do cinema todo mundo se afogou. Brigitte Bardot,
é que todo mundo olha tanto pra você. Será pelo pé?
Não é.
Será o nariz?
Não é.
Será o tornozelo?
Não é.
Será o cotovelo?
Não é.
Você que é boa e que é mulher, me diga então por que é que é?
Two of the most arresting sights in Paris are the Eiffel Tower and Brigitte Bardot. So tonight into your living rooms in America and Canada, I'd like to introduce Brigitte Bardot. Brigitte, how are you?
Fine.
Would you tell me, as an American tourist, how do you pronounce your name?
Brigitte Bardot.
Brigitte Bardot. And when were you born?
28th of September.
I was born 28th of September.
Yes?
Yes, so I've always been rooting for you because we born in the same year, in the same month, not the same.
No, I don't think the same year.
Now, Brigitte, they tell me that this picture, A Very Private Affair, is something like the story of your own life.
No.
A young
no,
girl.
No, not at all.
No?
It's the story of a very well-known actress.
Yeah.
You know? But it's not my story.
Mm-hmm. Now, this will be your 26th picture.
Yes.
26th picture.
Yes.
And then you're going to make one more, the 27th, and then you're going to retire.
Yes, just 10 years after I begin.
After 10 years, you are going to retire as the fine movie star.
Oh,
you know, I can understand
boy,
that.
I went back to Napoli because he missed the scenery, the native dancers, and the charming songs. But wait a minute, something's wrong.
Brigitte Bardot.
Do the mambo like crazy. And hey, mambo, don't want a tarantella. Hey, mambo, no more a mozzarella. Hey, mambo, hey, mambo, Italiano. Try an enchilada with a fish of bacalao. And hey, gumba, I love how you dance, rumba. But take some advice, paisano. Learn how to mambo. If you're gonna be a swear, you're ever gonna go nowhere.
Our boy went back to Napoli because he missed the scenery, the native dances, and the charming songs.
Wait a minute.
But wait a minute, something's wrong.
Music of the Star. This is Rosa Maria.
Calabrese do the mambo like a crazy weed. Hey mambo, don't want a tarantella. Hey mambo, no more mozzarella. Hey mambo, mambo Italiano. Try an enchilada with the fish bacala. And then hey kumpa, I love you how you dance rumba. But take it some advice, paisano. Che se dice you get happy in the fits when you mambo italiano.
Stand by for news. Music of the Star. Now at 10 o'clock Central, we won't be on all these civic media stations, just most of them, and around the world at civicmedia.us, but on WRJN, Packers Preview, but podcast.
Do the mambo like a crazy wing. Hey mambo, don't want a tarantella. Hey mambo, no more mozzarella. enchilada with the fishy bacala. And then, hey, good. Que se dice you get happy in the fits when you mambo italiana.
Hey, we got a Columbus Day show for you. Is it October already? No, not yet. But when it comes. Halloween in Columbus. What's not to like? Hey, WRJN's Big Deal Store. All kind of savings. Food, merchandise. And services. Now you log on. Take a look. WRJN.com. 30% savings at least. Like a certificate worth $40, get it for $28. Hey, well, $20 certificate cost you $14. Click on the Big Deals tab, WRJN.com. And the big deal of the day, twice a week, save 50%. That's half. Oh, you knew that. On all kinds of food services. And other stuff. Music of the stars. Oh, that's a nice. A musica bella. Everybody.
Listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.